Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 317 for Tuesday, March 22nd. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $2 to $4 per ton stronger in early activity on Tuesday. The May contract was about $4.10 stronger at $473 as the market pushed above a nearby resistance level, which encouraged buying. Spillover support from Chicago Board of Trade soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were also bullish for canola. Traders have put a weather premium into the canola market, which further supported prices. Slight gains in the Canadian dollar limited advances on Tuesday by making canola less appealing to foreign buyers, especially as the loonie has held on to the strength it gathered against its U.S. counterpart last week. Traders are still concerned about demand from China, which also capped gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans were all stronger. Soybeans were up about 3 to 6 cents with the May contract 6 cents stronger at $9.08 per bushel. Prices have pushed above the 200-day moving average, which encouraged buying. Soybean prices were further supported by gains in soy oil, which was tracking Malaysian palm oil. Palm oil prices have been pushed up by dry growing conditions, which has put crops at risk. But South America's ongoing soybean harvest limited gains in soybeans on Tuesday. Argentina and Brazil will start selling their supplies into the market soon. Corn prices were about 1 cent per bushel stronger Tuesday morning, with the May contract at $3.71, borrowing strength from the soybean market. Corn output from the Philippines in the first quarter is expected to be behind last year's pace due to dry growing conditions, which also supported prices. But South America's ongoing harvest capped gains in the corn market. For wheat, prices were about 1 to 3 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago May contract up 1 cent at $4.67. U.S. farmers are still determining the extent of the damage caused by freezing conditions over the weekend, which supported prices. Cold weather in the U.S. southern plains has damaged crops that have emerged from their dormant winter phase due to above-average temperatures. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.